to the official UK top 40 singles and the albums and the film chart. This is the 26th of January 2024, and here we go with the singles chart. At 40, Kanye West featuring Pusha T, Runaway. First new entry into the top 40 this week is at 39, Kygo, AVA Max, Whatever. 38, Mason Princess Superstar, Perfect. 37, Paul Russell, Lil Boothang. New entry at 36, David Kushner, Skin and Bones. Re-entry at 35, Sam Fender, 17 Going Under. New entry at 34, Beck Hill and Sonny Federer, Never Be Alone. 33, D-Block Europe and Noisy, the song called Eagle. 32 is Songa and Toxic. At 31, Chris Brown, Angel Numbers, 10 Toes. At 30, Kenya Grace, Strangers. At 29, Noah Kahan, Northern Altitude. 28, Olivia Rodrigo, Can't Catch Me Now. 27, Weekend, Jenny, Lil Rose Depp, One of Those Girls. 26, Ellie Henderson, featuring Rudimental, Alibi. 25, Tate McRae, X's. 24, Sabrina Carpenter, Feather. 23, Zara Larsson and David Guetta, On My Love. 22, Sonny Federer, MK Douglas, Asking. 21, Mitski, My Love, Mine All Mine. At 20, Zach Bryan featuring Casey Musgraves, I Remember Everything. 19, Fred Again and Baby Keem, Leave Me Alone. New entry at 18, Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. 17, Flo Milli, Never Lose Me. 16, Billy Gillies featuring Anna Boylan, DNA. 15, Drake featuring Sexy Red and S&A, Rich Baby Daddy. 14, Weekend, Playboy Carti, Madonna, and the song called Popular. 13, Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten. At 12, 21 Savage, Red Rum. At 11, Tyler, Water. At 10, Dua Lipa, Houdini. At 9, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. At 8, Tate McRae, Greedy. At 7, Casa Ride, D-Block Europe, and Prada. At 6, Teddy Swims, Lose Control. And a new entry at number 5, and the highest new entry is Noah Kahan and Sam Fender, Homesick. At 4, Jack Harlow, Loving On Me. At 3, Ariana Grande, Yes And. At 2, Sophie Ellis Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor. That is up one place this week. And at number 1, staying at number 1, is Noah Kahan, Stick Season. And here then comes the top 40 albums for this week. Okay, so here comes the official UK top 40 albums. At 40, Joel Corry, Another Friday Night. 39, George Michael, 25. 38, Harry Styles and Harry's House. 37, Kanye West, Graduation. 36, 50 Cent and Best Of. 35, Maroon 5, Singles. 34 is Travis Scott and Utopia. At 33, Lana Del Rey, Born to Die. 32, Ed Sheeran, Divide. 31, Eminem, Curtain Call 2. At 30, Drake, For All the Dogs. 29, S&A and SOS. 28 is Luis Capaldi, Divinely Uninspired to a Hellish Extent. At 27, Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday 2. At 26, Oasis, Time Flies, 1994-2009. At 25 is Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. 24, Michael Jackson, The Essential. 23, Queen and the Greatest Hits. 22, Teddy Swims, I've Tried Everything But Therapy, Part 1. At 21 is Lewis Capaldi, Broken by Desire to a Heavenly Scent. At 20, Post Malone, The Diamond Collection. A new entry at 19, Saxon, Hellfire and Damnation. 18, Taylor Swift, Reputation. 17, Arctic Monkeys, AM. 16, Taylor Swift, Lover. 15, Taylor Swift, Folklore. Olivia Rodrigo's Sour album is down at number 14. At 13, Taylor Swift, Midnights. At 12, D-Block Europe, Rolling Stone. A new entry at 11, Neck Deep, and the album called Neck Deep. At 10, Fleetwood Mac, 50 Years Don't Stop. Elton John's Diamonds at 9. Olivia Rodrigo and Guts is at 8. 7, ABBA, Gold Greatest Hits. 6, Eminem, Curtain Call, The Hits. That's up one place this week. At 5, 21 Savage, American Dream. Taylor Swift is up at number 4, going up two places under her album 1989. At 3, Weekend, The Highlights. At 2, Noah Kahan, Stick Season. And number 1, straight in to number 1 spot, is Green Day and Saviors. So there you go, there is your top official top 40 albums for the 26th of January 2024. So let's look at the album, the film charts. We've already done the album charts. Let's have a look at the films. Okie dokie, so here we go then, the film chart. We have got lots of re-entries into this chart and a brand new number one. So stay tuned. At 40, re-entry, Insidious, The Red Door. At 29, a new entry, The Equalizer. Re-entry at 38, The Lord of the Rings Trilogy. New entry at 37, The Twilight Saga, New Moon. Re-entry at 36, Downton Abbey, A New Era. Re-entry at 35, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. At 34, The Batman. 33, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. 32, Sisu. Re-entry at 31, Mean Girls. At 30, Meg 2, The Trench. Re-entry at 29, Past Lives. Re-entry at 28, Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken. Re-entry at 27, The Nun 2. At 26, Gran Turismo. Re-entry at 25, Bullet Train. 24 is Elvis. 23, Top Gun Maverick. 22, Transformers Rise of the Beast. 21, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. At 20, Fantastic Beasts Secrets of Dumbledore. Re-entry at 19, Blue Beetle. 18, Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie. At 16, Expendables. Oh, sorry, 17, The Exorcist Believer. That is down from number 6 last week, so you do the maths. 16, Expendables. 15, The Super Mario Brothers movie. 14, Indiana Jones and Dial of Destiny. 13, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. At 12, Fast X. At 11, No Hard Feelings. At 10, Killers of the Flower Moon. At 9, Barbie. That is down 4 places this week. At 8, Five Nights at Freddy's. At 7, Anatomy of Fall, sorry. At 6, The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds. At 5, Equalizer 3. At 4, Oppenheimer. At 3, Trolls Band Together. A re-entry at 2, The Creator. And number 1 is a brand new number 1 here, and it's called The Marvels. So there you go. Very unusual to see a re-entry at number 2, it has to be said. And yeah, that is the official top 40 films, which was first produced on the 24th of the 1st, 2024. And that is that. I will get going now. You've probably heard a few bings in the in the background. That is because my tea is waiting for me, and I am going to have sweets and sour chicken and rice. But of course, the rice, very, very important. I might just do a special special podcast on that, special report about foods with sugars that are not mentioned. For instance, anything carbohydrate is turns to sugar in the body. So if you've got diabetes, or if you're trying to lose weight, you're going to have to start looking at carbohydrates in a big, big, big way. Unless you are participating in like running, you're doing running all the time and you need this type of carbohydrates, then that's a bit different. But if you've got a sedentary lifestyle, which many people have now, or you've just got a job where you're sitting down doing most things, you're riding a vehicle, you know, which is obviously, you know, that's up to you. But you're not getting any exercise, if you know what I mean. So, you know, having one day a week at a gym or something is not going to cut it. So you're going to gain a lot of weight, especially if you're eating as bad as I do. So so you certainly need to look at your carbohydrate content. So I'm going to do a special. I'm going to do a special one. I might even do it after this. What I eat in a few minutes, yeah. So I might just do that for you guys. And it's fully researched, so it's all good stuff. No conspiracy. No, you know, my own thoughts kind of thing. I'm talking about full research here. Right. So hopefully you've enjoyed the charts today. Very interesting it is as well. And I almost missed The Exorcist, didn't I? Flipping it. I mean, it's one film I really do want to see. Actually, I've seen the trailer and a little bit at the end of the film, but I'd love to see the whole film, and eventually I certainly will. But yeah. Anyway, so I'll be back again next week with the official charts and a little bit of talking at the end. But don't forget, there's also other things that I am producing now as well, some special reports and some stuff that really will help a lot of people, and that's what this is all about. So it's not just about the charts. I'm going to do other things. So please share, and hope to see you again next week and through the week, because of course I'll be doing other podcasts. So take care of yourselves, and I will see you again soon. Bye bye for now.